Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
High draw sends this one to right field. And that's the ball game. Astros with a comfortable 10-2 win. Good work from Steven Ochert. Got all six batters he faced, including four strikeouts. And with the win, the Astros have their largest lead this season in the AL West. They're now four games up on both the Angels and the Mariners, who are tied for second at 33 and 34. Plummer, that's a nice bounce back after a loss in the opener.
I had to stop out and see minicamp. Last day, I think. I'm pretty sure. Boys are looking good. Very excited for the season ahead. Should be a lot of fun.
All right, so that was the big news yesterday as we welcome you in on a Thursday morning here on Payne and Pendergast, a Nick Caserio day here on the show. He's going to join us in about an hour and 15 minutes. Texans Executive Vice President and GM joins us at 7:15 on the show. The first highlight you heard, courtesy of Space City Home Network, Todd Callis on the call. The Astros get things straightened out from two nights ago. They win 10-2 last night in a game that was never really close. They were up 7-0 by like the third or fourth inning, and they cruise the ship into the shore. And then the second bit of audio you heard, courtesy of the Texans social media, that was J.J. Watt doing the old, hey, I'm at practice, flashing up the H's, hanging out here, watching the boys. This is going to be a damn good football team this year. And J.J. did a press conference afterward. We'll hear from him on that. But that was those are the big doings yesterday, Seth C. Payne. J.J. at practice, Astros win yesterday.
And Ryan Gusto making it complicated for me. I want to fall in love with Brandon Walter just because he hasn't had as many opportunities to screw it up. You know,
and
he's got a 1.64 ERA. Mm-hmm. That looks a whole lot better than Gusto's 7.58. And yeah, Gusto does a great job last night.
Yeah, he did. Well, and I think that's, you know, look, the fact of the matter is until Spencer Arrighetti comes back, they're all going to be in our lives. Ryan Gusto is going to be in our life. Brandon Walter is going to be in our life. Colton Gordon is going to be in our life. And yes, it was the White Sox yesterday. Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter went against the Guardians over the weekend, but the last start that each of those guys have had, like this is the Sugarland three right now. You know what? Gusto's been with the team all year, but this is the triage unit right here that's trying to cobble together the back end of the rotation until Arrighetti comes back, so you can truly trust McCullers to be that six inning guy every time out, till Dana Brown probably makes a trade for an arm at some point. And you want to go with a six man rotation. These three guys are going to be in your life. Each of their last outings were really, really good. Colton Gordon, 5 innings, 1 run. Brandon Walter, 6 innings, 2 runs. And they're not walking anybody either. Ryan Gusto walked a guy last night, but they've had good control. They've been solid. Gusto, six innings. I think that was the big story last night, Seth, other than the bats coming alive. Six innings, two runs for Ryan Gusto, who had been struggling quite a bit lately.
Right.
He looked good
right.
at the beginning of the year, and he's been really going through a rough patch lately.
He hadn't gone five innings in any of his past five starts. Yeah. So just him going five innings puts him up with, you know, Colton Gordon has gone, I think in his last four starts, he's gone five innings or more. So that, like, that part of it is, it's very, very dicey, and you don't want to read too much into the short-term results of guys who are rookies. And yet, I'm trying to figure out how I feel about the Astros right now. The fact that they're winning baseball games and competing despite having three rookie pitchers in the rotation is admirable. And yet, I want them to be competing partly because the offense is more consistent.
Yeah,
and it's not.
Yeah.
That's what's frustrating. I want them to be a scrappy team that, they're doing everything they can to lift up these three rookie pitchers.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's the bullpen more than anything that's lifting up these three rookie pitchers.
The comparison I made, because we just talked, I do a hit on the Bull every morning with Frito and Katie talking about sports, and we talked about the Astros this morning. The comparison I made was that scene in Apollo 13 where they've got to get the astronauts home. There's no power in the lunar shuttle there, and they've got to figure out how to get them home. So at Mission Control, they're trying to make a plan, and they come in and they dump this vat of random nouns onto the table, like a bag of Tootsie Rolls, some duct tape, a toothbrush, a chicken wire, and like 20 things, and they're like, you need to make a carbon monoxide filter out of these 20 things. That's what's up in the shuttle. And they managed to do it. They cobbled this apparatus together, and they get the astronauts home. That's what the Astros are right now. They are kind of a little bougier than the duct tape and the toothpaste. These are highly paid baseball players, but they are cobbling things together right now with a bunch of guys that, if you had told me at the beginning of the year, this is what it would look like, this is what your starting rotation is going to be, you're going to be counting. Not just Lance McCullers may come back at some point. You're counting heavily on Lance McCullers. You're counting heavily on somebody named Colton Gordon and Brandon Walter, who at that time I would have not known who they were, I promise you, and Ryan Gusto as well. And now this lineup, which is just sort of, it's really just Jeremy Peña, Isak Paredes, and then whoever the next, and Jake Myers to a degree, and then whoever the next guy du jour is. Like last night, Christian Walker showed up last night. We haven't had that all year. So that's what it's kind of been, man. Like, and that's why I go back to my original point earlier this week, which is I think Joe Espada deserves a lot of credit for where this team is right now. Like, this
Joe
is
Espada is the one that just said calmly, coolly, and collected, Houston, we've had a problem. It's like just without. Yeah, I'm not using that in the way that we're not allowed to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just saying it. The key is when you use it in the positive way, it's that it's calm, cool, and collected. The way astronauts and pilots, well, all those early astronauts were pilots.
Yeah.
Pilots are just, the key is to never let your heart rate rise.
That's right.
You're calm, cool, and collected all the time. Okay, I'll take that.
Although Joe looked a little frightened last night when Jeremy Peña came up kind of gimpy after trying to make that play where he fielded that ground ball and had to spin around and throw to first base. And Jeremy's kind of holding his back like this, and Espada looked like Sasquatch was running right at him or something, like deer in the headlights look.
Peña, though, isn't like it was with, let's see, various Houston athletes where you just always got nervous when they got up slowly.
Clowney, Yordan are the big two.
Yep. Clowney, Yordan, I would say Correa too, just because
Correa
of his back
also,
issues,
I would agree
but
with
not
you.
As much. Correa is more pliable than those two.
Yeah.
Yordan and Clowney are the two guys that are like so freakishly big and athletic, and yet at the same time, kind of too stiff for your liking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last night was a good night overall, I would say.
Now, I'll tell you what the best part was: Christian Walker's home run. I wasn't paying attention. I was reading some probably dumb text from you or something. And I looked up and I saw the ball going onto the train tracks. And I looked at Brandy and I was like, "Paredes?" And and she said, "No, Christian Walker."
Christian Walker.
Yeah.
Then he hit a double in the gap. He hit a double in the gap. It was funny. And Dana Brown was in the booth for the bottom of the fourth inning. And he actually, he one of the things, they were kind of getting the state of the team with him, and he's like, one of the things he dropped in, he's like, hey, you know, and now it looks like maybe Christian's coming around a little bit. It's after Walker had the two hits. I'm like, easy. We've gotten teased before, Dana. We've had these days with Christian Walker.
Him hitting it 440 feet onto the train tracks, I feel like it was a little bit like our reverse circle of trust hex, where earlier that day, you and I were saying, I don't know, man, maybe he's just got to lay off a little bit and focus on hitting opposite or something. He's swinging the bat really hard, and he's striking out a lot. And he comes out and says, oh, yeah? Oh, I need to hit opposite, do I?
Hits it through the glass
window. I got a couple things for you to pull right here.
Train guy, engineer Bobby Dynamite's up there watching the ball sail over his head. Yeah, it was it was good.
Bobby Dynamite, does he have to go out and like clear the? Has he ever had to go out and clear the baseball from the tracks?
I don't know. That'd be an interesting conversation.
Or does he try to flatten it like a penny?
Day in the life of Bobby Dynamite. We need that. Like, can we get him on the show?
Just we get it like every 20. Oh, for us. Yeah,
yeah for
Julie
us.
Julie does a pretty good job with it. Yeah, he explains his whole. Yeah, when she's up there with him.
Text.
I always get nervous for her when you're seeing it from her perspective. When you're up there, it just feels like it's just. Don't fall, Julia.
Easy, Julia.
And I know it's impossible for her to fall all the way down, but still, I worry.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Slow down, Sean. Must have had a drinking session last night. What have I said that's like a hot take this morning? What, that the Astros are cobbling...
Yeah, I don't know. Some of the rookie pitchers have had good performances.
I'm literally reciting stats is what I'm doing. All right, so J.J. Watt, we played that too coming into the show. We're going to play more J.J. in the next segment. But J.J. Watt, this was the cut that got the most run that I saw out of anything. I thought we had kind of put to bed J.J. Watt ever playing again.
Yeah.
But this was what got the most run. This was J.J. asked yesterday about any lingering itch to come back from retirement?
Yeah. I would say I don't know if it'll ever be settled, honestly. I mean, I'll always think I can do it, which is a problem. Andre and I have talked about that a few times. Like, no matter how long you go, you're like, I got a couple in me. But I definitely, the last 2 years, you could honestly, like, you could say, like, there's always that 1% in the back of your head. I definitely no longer have that anymore. I'm just comfortable. I'm at peace. We're having a new, our second baby soon, and life is very good. I'm very fortunate.
There you go.
One of our listeners invoked this the other day, and I wish he hadn't. Eric Weddle. Eric Weddle came out of retirement after 2 years out to join the Rams.
Yeah.
Eric Weddle had been out of the league for 2 years.
I thought you meant Eric Weddle was listening to our show. You're like a listener.
Playoff run. Yeah, Eric Weddle called me up and be like, hey, Sethers.
I was like, wow, Eric Weddle.
No, this is what I was, you know what, honestly, this is what was bothering me yesterday. Danielle Hunter's up at the podium.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt's at practice. And people are saying, I don't know, he looks like he's in pretty good shape. Like, yeah, he looks in good shape. He doesn't look anything like
Dude,
he did when he was a player.
Thank you.
Like, do you look at Danielle Hunter, and like, Danielle's physically impressive in a different way. JJ was more about his sheer mass. Danielle, it's about just how muscular
Chiseled, and lean he is
and everything. Yeah. But like, no, JJ's not anywhere. He doesn't look anything like he did when he was a player. Now, he could get back to it pretty quickly, but I feel like that answer he gave about him and Andre Johnson feeling that same way, yeah, I delude myself into it at times.
Yeah.
A man who was a much lesser football player than J.J. Watt, and a man who was much, much older than J.J. Watt. I tricked myself into being like, you know what? I get this hernia stitched up, hit a couple leg presses, and I'll be good to go. He's a guy who's in good shape, yeah. And that's all it is. He's been focusing on zone two cardio,
yeah.
more than pass rush drills.
If you had put a picture of him at practice yesterday, especially putting him next to, like you said, at one point he's shaking hands with Daniil. He's talking to CJ for a little bit there. Will came over. If you had put up that picture but just digitized the face and said, hey, guess who was at practice yesterday? Honestly, just based on his body type, and he had that baggy T-shirt on too, which made him look even thinner.
And his short jorts.
Yeah, and he had jorts on too, which it didn't look... JJ, if you're listening,
what the kids wear these days.
I guess, like I was that jumped out. But anyways, it would have taken me a few guesses maybe to say it was JJ Watt. Like, he looks like he's about 265 right now.
Plus, he probably isn't, because he does have, he's just a big.
I know he's not.
He looks like, he doesn't. And that would pop back quickly. It was like when Gronk was so skinny and then he came back and played. The muscle memory returns real. Your muscles just fill up with water. Honestly, one full body workout, if you haven't been lifting, guys like JJ and everything, like, if you haven't been lifting at that, like, hardcore, and then you do, like, one super heavy workout, you can gain, like, 10 pounds because your muscles just, they take on so much intramuscular water.
Yep. All right, let's hear more from J.J. Watt in the next segment. Nick Caserio joins us at 7:15 on the show today. He gave J.J. Watt, who is going to be on the number two team on CBS on game days on Sundays this year, gave the rundown of a new Texan and some of the old Texans. Kind of a skinny on the Houston Texans from the eyes of J.J. Watt. We will do that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.